For 20 years, the New Orleans band Galactic has been making people dance. To celebrate its 20th birthday, Galactic is on tour, and they've released a new album. It's called Into the Deep, and it features a number of guest vocalists, including Mavis Staples and Macy Gray. Even so, NPR's Elizabeth Blair says the group defines itself this way.
First and foremost, Galactic is an instrumental group. A first-rate funk band is how the New York Times describes it. The five New Orleans-based musicians do just fine on their own without a regular vocalist. But they really like the process of working with different singers, says sax player Ben Elman.
You know, we're big fans of like the Meters and Booker T and the MGs and these bands that have worked as sort of the backing band for various vocalists, and that has kind of been our model.
A model one of the singers on Galactic's new album knows well.
Does it really make a difference if we don't see eye to eye?
When Mavis Staples agreed to appear on the album, it was like a dream come true for the musicians in Galactic.
Yeah, we're really lucky.
We were really lucky.
Bass player Robert Mercurio says they couldn't believe she said yes.
Down to the moment when Ben and I were flying up to Chicago to record with her, we were like, I hope she shows up, you know, and she was there waiting at the studio, and she just killed it. She had really been practicing the song, and she came very, very professional.
Does it really make a difference at all? Are we going to let the big things take over the small? Does it make a difference at all?
Small wonder Mavis Staples was happy to record with Galactic. The musicians are in demand as players, composers, and producers. But Mercurio admits that words are not really their strong suit.
We don't truthfully have like a strong lyrical writer in the band, and I think that's probably good that we have acknowledged that. Because I don't think there's any shame to reach out and know your weaknesses and try to, you know, achieve the best quality that you can.
Another singer they really wanted to work with on the new album was Charm Taylor of the Louisiana band The Honorable South. They sent her the music, and the lyrics she came up with blew them away. She turned the song into a kind of tribute to the band's live concerts. She even scolds someone for talking.
Oh, you keep talking.
She said that she was envisioning being on stage performing the song, and that, you know, she would go, and the drums go, and then the drums would go, and the horns would go. And she thought, you know, it'd be a great live kind of experience to command in that way. Like definitely high-fiving each other in the control room.
Other collaborations require a little more back and forth. Take the title track from the album Into the Deep, sung by Macy Gray.
I've scotch, double dutch, going fishing. It don't matter if you're playing or wishing. Feeling like we're too far gone.
A few different people wrote this song, beginning with San Francisco musician Jim Greer, who's been friends with Galactic for years. Robert Mercurio says he used the song to express deep personal loss.
His child had passed a couple years before from a brain illness, and so he kind of brought lyrically into that.
Another musician friend, New Orleans songwriter David Shaw, got involved.
I think he was kind of thinking in more of like a soul R&B vein.
Then they sent it to Macy Gray, who came up with some lines.
And then they only liked a little bit of my ideas.
But no hard feelings, says Gray. After all of the rewriting, she says the recording itself was a breeze.
Came together real naturally, like, you know, it just kind of woke up and it was there already. We had one rehearsal. No, we had two. We had two rehearsals. But they rehearsed, like, you know, when I rehearsed my band, we rehearsed all day, like 8 hours, come back 8 more hours. They do like 2 hours and they're out. So Galactic's been together forever. They really don't have to rehearse.
Working with lots of different artists gives the musicians in Galactic the chance to stretch, say Ben Elman and Robert Mercurio. At the same time, their new album has at least one instrumental track that's well within their New Orleans comfort zone. Sugar Ducey is named for a well-known second-line dancer. In New Orleans, second-liners dance in parades after the main line. Ben Elman says he imagined this song being played by the famed Rebirth Brass Band in a New Orleans street parade.
When the song is hot, you see people dancing on cars, slapping stop signs, and, like, you know, getting generally possessed with dance and excitement. And, you know, that was sort of the idea. I was like, let's write a song, and you know, maybe we'll hear the Rebirth playing it down the street one day.
After 20 years, the musicians in Galactic have carved out the perfect career for themselves. They get to play with others, but also take charge of the game. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.